always gone to school and church with Allison, but then she got sick and died. I'm so sad that she's gone.
I'm so sorry to hear about your friend. Just remember, one day you'll get to see her again in heaven. My name is Zach, and this is Keys for Kids. When I was in school, a classmate of mine died. Going to his funeral made me afraid to even think about dying. And that's why it's so important to know Jesus. In John 11:25, Jesus said this, "I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live, even though they die." Our story today is called Celebration for Allison. The long procession of cars moved slowly from the school auditorium to the little country cemetery. When they arrived there, Evelyn stood between her parents, holding a damp, wadded tissue. She struggled to keep her tears from overflowing again as some final words were spoken. "Today, we mourn the loss of Allison, our beloved daughter, sister, and friend," said Pastor Drew. Allison's parents and brother huddled closer together beside her grave, and several other people in the group dabbed their eyes. "But in our grief and sadness, we can take comfort knowing that she is in the presence of Jesus," Pastor Drew continued. "Just think of how wonderful it is for her now. The illness that caused her so much suffering is no longer hindering her. Her pain and sorrow are gone." For as long as Evelyn could remember, she and Allison had gone to school and church together. They learned about Jesus when they were little and both trusted him as their savior. But now Allison was gone, and Evelyn's heart was sad and lonely. The morning sun shone in a clear blue sky, and a breeze scented with pine trees brushed the upturned faces of Allison's mourning classmates. Each carried a brightly colored bottle of bubbles. The minister's quiet words broke into Evelyn's thoughts. "These bubbles are a picture of the freedom Allison's spirit has today. The Bible tells us that the body is laid to rest in the earth, but the spirit of the person who trusts in Jesus goes to be with him. Allison's spirit is already at home with Jesus, and like all those who belong to Jesus, she is looking forward to the day of resurrection and the new eternal body she'll receive will be free from sin, sickness, and death. Because of that promise, we have hope, knowing we'll see her again." The pastor lifted a bubble wand loaded with suds and held it for a moment. "Let's release our bubbles together in celebration of Allison's life and the joy she now has in the presence of Jesus." A moment later, all eyes were raised skyward as a clear, sparkling cloud danced in the autumn breeze. "Goodbye, Allison," Evelyn whispered. She smiled through her tears. "I'll see you again someday." Well, how about you? Have you known someone your age who has died? Perhaps you wonder what it would be like to die. It's natural to be afraid of the unknown, but Jesus promises that Christians will never be separated from him, not even in death. If you trust in Jesus, you don't need to be afraid of dying. When your body dies, you'll go to be with him. And one day he will resurrect all Christians and we will live with him forever. Our key verse is found in the New Testament, 2 Corinthians 5:8.
"We are fully confident, and we would rather be away from these earthly bodies, for then we will be at home with the Lord."
And our key thought for today, Christians live forever with Jesus. This December, I'm celebrating Advent with a brand new podcast called Countdown to Christmas with Zach. I'll have a story for you every day and then talk about it with kids your age. It's a great way to stay connected to Jesus through the busy holiday and discover more about why he came to earth. So ask your mom or dad to search for Countdown to Christmas with Zach on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.